Welcome to the Mail Right Real Estate Show, episode 237 on timelines and episode 42 on the Real Estate Agent Podcast, which you'll find on iTunes by just searching Real Estate Agent Podcast. And this episode is recorded today live on Blab, March 17th, 2016. On today's show, our guest is Andrew Fugliato, coming to us from Ontario, Canada. Andrew has firsthand experience working in real estate with RE/MAX Integra and other companies in Canada. He is also the founder of Help You Just Sell Your Home, which you can find at justsellyourhome.com. Also joining us today is Greg McDaniel from McDaniel Callahan Group out of the East Bay of California. Jonathan Denwood with mail-right.com. He is our tech expert out of Carson City, Nevada. And of course, myself, Bill Conrad, a broker of over 25 years, brokerages in both California and Nevada. So without further ado, let's get right into this episode with Andrew. Andrew, let's get it going real fast. Is first of all, how does the average real estate agent, the small guy, just getting started or whatever, compete against Zillow?
So it takes a lot of time to compete with someone like Zillow, but if you're willing to put the time in, you can definitely do it. Because when people are searching on Zillow, at that point, they're looking for homes. But there's a whole section of search before that where they're looking up information about the neighborhoods, the schools, what's in a certain area. What about the process? Like, how much money do I need to save? Basically, every single step that leads up to before, because the actual searching for the homes is one of the last steps in a lot of people's process. So by putting content on your site that covers that entire section, they're going to start to know, like, and trust you before you ever, they even get to Zillow. So even if it comes to the point when they're searching on Zillow, they're now already going to want to work with you and want to call you. So by having that content there, it's going to help you out a lot. So you're going to catch them before they ever get Zillow.
Very good, very good. So Jonathan, why don't you take it away?
Yeah, I think that's fantastic, Andrew. And so many agents and brokerages don't really realize that because they're going to look for areas, aren't they? If they're moving, they're going to look about the actual cities, you know, smaller towns around a city. If they're moving areas, they're going to look at different areas, aren't they? You know, they're in information. I call it they're in information focus, aren't they?
And especially with schools, that's a big one. Like people are all, especially if you're moving to an area you don't know, you want to know a lot about the schools. And schools is one of those things that there's not a lot of information out there about. So you really want to put a ton of information. You can interview people who go to the school, interview the principal, get some teachers to even get on camera and talk a bit about it. Like, don't be afraid to like interact with the school, get involved and start putting all that content out there. And it's a huge value for anyone who's not familiar with the area.
And these portals, they just can't compete with that, can they? They never will be able to compete with that, will they? But why do you think so many agents and brokerages don't really understand that?
Got any insights? It takes a lot of time to do. Yeah, it's a lot of time to like go through building all this content. Like it takes a lot of time and it's a slow play. Like if you started building content today, it's very easy. You don't start seeing results for 6 or 8 months. Like it's like when you start door knocking a new neighborhood, you're not going to overnight become the neighborhood guy. Yeah. It takes time and consistency to get there. And because it's the internet where you still have a lot of people who think that all the internet leads aren't great, it's still there. You've got to fight that and then fight the time and consistency of it too. So, but just like door knocking can work, just like cold calling can work, so can this strategy, and it can work really well. You just have to commit to using it.
Jonathan, let me add one thing to that. You know, I didn't realize it until about a year later, but this all of a sudden the podcast that we do, you know, my wife's podcast, when I interview local people on timelines, that actually started paying for itself out of the blue. I wish I'd put that short little real estate commercial in it last year, you know, into the podcast, but it does. It takes time on any social media to start making it work. Greg, what do you think?
I think he's right on the right track. I mean, doing a lot of those different forums, getting the information about the different schools, interviewing other people in the community, becoming the man around town or the woman around town, that is what's going to be what's going to make you stand out and be different to the homeowners. Andrew, I preach the same things you preach in regards to telling people, look, you got to go out there. You got to be something different. Take this thing, it's called a cell phone, has a high resolution camera on it. go interview people, go do Facebook Lives, you know, that get turned into video and push that stuff out there and start being, because they people don't want to work with just a real estate agent anymore. What they want to work with is someone who understands the community, the nuances, the nitty gritty aspects that, you know, a large data company just purely cannot get. And my personal opinion, I'm with you, Bill. Zillow is a waste of time and money. They rape you over the coals and they give you very little in return for it, unless you're spending $5,000-$10,000 a month, which the typical agent just doesn't have. But everybody has a smartphone with a high def camera.
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm kind of, I don't know what your opinion is, Andrew, but I'm more on a kind of middle of the road. I think what you've got to understand is the kind of quality of leads you're going to get is going to be pretty poor. That's why they even offer their own additional services to scrub it, cleansify it a bit more. I've listened to some of your other previous discussions, Andrew, which have been great, and you really seem to be really into Facebook. First of all, would you agree with that? And secondly, obviously, we've had some recent changes with Facebook doing live, a bit like what Blab's doing. How do you think that's going? And like to discuss what you think of Facebook and the successes that you've had with it.
Yeah, Facebook is a really powerful tool that I think, like, a lot of people don't believe in it. And most of that is because, like, more than 90% of agents, I think, are just using Facebook wrong. And a lot of them, like, think maybe it's a page. Pages, their own main value now is the ability to do ads. The real, like, true value, especially, like, if you want to become a community expert, start joining groups that are local. Like, the groups that are on Facebook, like, I know I get a ton of business out of Facebook groups. Like, most, I'd say right now, almost half my clients, either directly or indirectly, have come out of some sort of Facebook group that I've been a part of. It's a really effective way to get in there and talk with people. Like, there's a lot of, I know in my town, like a buy and sell group for Aurora where people go on and they talk about buying and selling. And you can see a ton of people in there who are looking to sell something because maybe they're decluttering their home and you can get in that conversation with them. And if you help facilitate that, that can also help you out. Just provide value in these groups and you're going to see a lot of kind of good come from it in the end. In terms of the live video, it's still new enough. I haven't seen a ton of people kind of using it well. It's definitely one of those topics that's hard to see where it's going to be the most effective because most people right now are just using it for like open houses. It can work, not necessarily the most creative way to use it. I think there's a good opportunity there to do like maybe live Q&A, so like answering questions for first-time buyers on Facebook, things like that. There's a lot of opportunities, but it's still so early with it, and it's still pretty, it's too hard to necessarily say that Facebook Live video is going to be huge in real estate.
Well, Andrew, what I did with it today, actually, is I was at a one of our, we had a $3.6 million listing in a place called Alamo. And so what I did is I just said, hey, I'm living the hard life at our $3.6 million listing, and then went live and then just waited for people to come on to just chat with them. I had over 100 people that visited with me. I had over 75 people that were communicating with me. And people, as I went through the rest of the broker's tour today, people were talking to me going, what was that? What is going on? I mean, I have a gal that I used to date. She just hit me up on Facebook Messenger while we were talking. She's like, hey, sorry, I missed you as you popped on. I saw you and then I thought it was live and I popped off. It was, oh my, what was that? And I'm like, yeah, you should use this thing. It's a powerful tool. I mean, there's no other tool out there that has a built-in base for people to come watch you that want to interact with you. That it's recorded into a video format and you can take live fire questions. You can do a virtual open house with someone on the other side of the world or have it forwarded to them while they see all the interactions. So they see that you're viable. Then it's not like one of those videos that gets 2 views on YouTube and nobody ever sees it. So I think it's in, like you said, Andrew, it's in its infancy. But I think as soon as people get over the fear of live video and they understand that they can communicate with people live time and talk to them essentially, I think it could be big, but yeah, only time will tell.
Yeah. Like, I think especially people who have like a unique situation, that's where it's really going to take off. Like $1 million homes, you'll get a ton of action. If you're in a recreational area these days, like cottage countries, lakes, mountains, it's an unfair advantage now with the way like Instagram and social media is. Like, it's going to be huge. Luxury and recreational properties should be the best. Like, social media should be the best thing that ever happened to those agents.
Yeah, I can. Also, you know, what you said about pages, but I've been reading the book, the new book, from old Chris Smith. And folks, he's agreed to come on the show in the next couple of weeks. So that should be an interesting discussion. He, you know, he's in his chapter about Facebook, he still is adamant that you've got to have a page and you've got to be using Facebook advertisement. You know, I know it does depend if, you know, if you're in a really, really hot air. Oh, he's gone, folks. Hopefully he's going to return. What shall we do, Bill?
Go to a break.
We're going for a break. I guess we'll return.
We'll turn and we'll find all about Andrew.
Are you fed up buying back the data from the big online companies only to find out that they are poor quality, inexpensive leads? Let us help you, the professional real estate agent, build your online fan club from the people in your local community who already know and trust you. They need to remember you when it comes to buying and selling that next home. MailRite has developed a powerful online system that keeps you in front of the most powerful referral group, the people in your local sphere of influence who know, like, and trust you. So come on over to MailRite and check out the program.
Okay, we're just blabbing around the break, and we're coming off the break, and we're going to finish up and then go on to Andrew's Life and Success Principles. We're going to finish up with talking about the funnel and the conversion cult by Chris, like you're talking, Jonathan, before the break. So a couple more minutes on the funnel.
Yeah, the conversion code. You've been reading it like me, Andrew. What did you have? You read the Facebook chapter?
I haven't gotten to that yet.
Oh, you've got to quicken your reading speed, Andrew. He's adamant that, you know, Facebook is still where the action is, and Facebook advertisement. So would you generally advise agents if they're not in a super hot area? That they really should still look at Facebook advertisement if they really want to boost, you know, the results they're getting. What's your thoughts about that, Andrew?
I think in any area you should have it. Even in the most competitive markets, it's still effective. And it's about doing really targeted ads. Like, you can drop it down to such a small amount of people you're targeting that you can do really, really effective ads. Like, you can target new parents specifically. It's like, you know, okay, so I have a married couple between 29 and 36 who, you know, have kids under 3. Well, maybe they're going to need a bigger home now. So you can target them in that specific area. And you can do that in big cities. So you don't have to, like, target large groups where, like, you do a newspaper, you don't even know how many people are seeing it and how relevant it is to each of them. You know if their circulation is, but how many of those people put it right into their recycling bin? Facebook, you know, you can get it down to a very small number. Like, I know this ad's going out to 2,000 people, and then I know how many people saw it. I know how many people clicked on it. I know how many people converted into leads. And it's a really, really effective tool. And that's why Facebook pages are so valuable, because you need a Facebook page to have a newsfeed ad. And the newsfeed ads are some of the most effective ones.
Yeah, can you, to wrap up before we go on to your success principles, can you give some quick insights about the different types of advertisement? Now, you just mentioned news feeds. Can you mention some of the others and give some information to our audience around that?
Sure. So there's the Facebook news feeds, which are the most important ones to do. And it basically just looks like a regular post on Facebook and then just says sponsored underneath. Those are the most effective ones. Then there's the right column ads, which are the ones you see up on the right side, not quite as in-depth, smaller. They don't perform as well, but lately I've actually seen them performing a little bit better than they had in the 6 months previous. So they're worth paying attention to, at least, because maybe Facebook's made a change. I'm not sure, but I've found in the past month or so they have been performing better for me. Then there's obviously mobile news feeds, what people are seeing on their phone. You can also do Instagram ads through Facebook. For Instagram ads, what I found so far, engagement is a lot higher. So you're getting a lot more people hearting the photos, which is the Facebook equivalent of a like. With that being said, though, I haven't seen a higher ratio of clicks. So, like, a mobile newsfeed ad in Facebook, I find is getting the same amount of click-throughs as the Instagram ads, just the Instagram ads are getting more engagement. So for Instagram, it's a great place for branding, but you're not getting a ton more clicks, I found, than Facebook mobile newsfeed ads. They also do what's called audience network, which is, you know, you're on an app or something like that, and you have, like, a pop-up ad before. Some of those can be through, like, the Facebook audience network. Those ones I always turn off.
Very good. Your life and success principles. We're going to go through those quickly, and you can also say how they might apply to a real estate agent. And I really like your they're a little different, but I'm going to name them, then we'll go over them one by one. Be serendipitous, never say no to an opportunity, and take time for your family. So be serendipitous. What's that mean to you, and how does that apply to real estate?
So for me, that just means always kind of a adapting to the chaos that's out there, because every day you get up, it's going to be a little different. In real estate, especially being an entrepreneur, you never know what's coming that day. Like, you might get a call, you're at the door at 5 minutes that you didn't expect to be. Like, I've had days where I thought I was going to have a nice, quiet work from home day, and I didn't get home till 10 p.m. That's going to happen sometimes, and you just got to go with it. You don't complain about it. You just get up and you go with the day and make it happen. And then a part of that too is you also have to be willing to know which times it's not the right one to jump with one of those opportunities, because, or one of these things you have to do, you have to time block. So like, I know I need to spend 2 hours in the morning doing a specific task. I'm turning off everything else so I don't get taken away from it.
Well, never say no to an opportunity. So what's that all about?
So that is, you never know where something's going to lead. So I get calls all the time from people asking me, you know, am I interested in doing this? Am I interested in doing that? I'd like to work together. I'll always listen to them, listen out, and then see where I think that opportunity is going. I'll give people the chance to perform, even if I've heard maybe from other people that they're not the best person to work with, because I'd rather see for myself. But, you know, if I've heard something, maybe I let them prove it a bit first. But I'm always willing to give an opportunity. Cool.
Greg, I asked Greg a little question on the side. It's kind of interesting. So in real estate, people want to be listened to. So you got to listen more than talk. Do you run into that too? What do you do about, how do you sort through your calls and your opportunities, Greg?
Are you in regards to leads or
anything,
people that are calling to do anything?
Never say no. Does that apply to you?
No. I mean, I'm very much like Andrew. I'll vet them out myself, because maybe there's someone who has a personality difference, or maybe they have a bias against them. So like Andrew, I'll have a conversation, I'll have a lunch, I'll have a call. But if I think they're full of it, I'll be, as you guys know, I will tell them in no short, in very unkind terms that they are not going to waste any more of my time. Yeah. And because, you know, it's your time, it's your business. You have to protect it. This is how you make your living, put the food on your table for your family, put the shirt on your back for your kids. And so if you let someone who's going to be just self-serving push your time around, then you're essentially letting them push your family around. So in my mind, there's not a chance, and you know what, that's going to be happening in my life. But, you know, very much Andrew's point, I'm going to go out and vet them myself, because there might be just something different there.
So Andrew, finally, and take care of your family, or take family time.
That's most important. And for a big part of it, because I'm so techie, like I have iPads, phones, extra monitors, like I have tech everywhere. Like I'm looking at screens all day long. Like I think right now I can see 5 different screens just from my seat. So when I'm spending time with my family, I'm making sure that's all off. Unless we're like binge watching some Netflix together, we'll have that one screen on. But like phone goes away, we hang out together. If we have the dogs out, we take them out, I leave the phone away. And so like you'll find, like I go to major events, I'm not Instagramming them a lot. Like maybe I'll take a picture at the beginning, maybe I'll take a picture at the end. But for the most part, during like big events, things like that I'm doing with my family, you won't see a ton of social media action during it, because I'm trying to engage in the moment with my family. And that helps me really kind of recharge and get away from all the stress of running a business.
Very good. With that, we're going to take a quick little break again, and then we'll come back to a little commercial for you. How can the listener get a hold of you? And finally, one last question. Buying or selling a home in the greater Reno, Tahoe area? I know the best CRS real estate broker, and that's Karen Conrad. And you can find her at KarenConrad.com or call her directly at 775-527-7021. Okay, coming off the break, it's really important, Andrew. How can the listener get a hold of you?
They can reach out to me, justsellhomes.com. They can also add me on Facebook. I'm very happy to interact with people on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. The easiest way to get a hold of me is my name, my full name, Andrew Foliato, is my username on every platform.
Nice. Nice. And then finally, a little commercial. Anything you want to tell the listener, or what can the listener do for you?
Yep. So my company is called Just Sell Homes. So if you're looking for anyone to help you do anything digital in your business so you can focus on just selling homes, you can reach out to me and I can certainly come up with a custom strategy that'll fit your business.
And we can definitely do likes on your website, right? On your Facebook page.
Oh yeah. Or add me as a friend. And I share a lot on there as well.
And for one last question, you're going to get two last questions. I'm going to let Greg ask a question, and Jonathan, why don't you finish it up?
So Andrew, there's a lot of the times that when I'm coaching and working with clients as well, or just see an agent in the office, they say, Greg, how can I make my website convert more leads? And maybe it's a website thing. Maybe it's a personality thing. Is there maybe something that you can blend a high tech and a high touch in there so that they aren't so dependent upon this box that we're all sitting in front of called the computer?
Yeah, a lot of us putting some personality on a site. Like, I'll give you an example. When I first started in real estate, I went to my office I was joining, and I opened up a tab for every agent in the office. There was 40 of them. Over 30 had the same website template. So if you went to any of them, the only thing that changed was the photo and the name. No personality in any of it. So put a little bit of personality, and it's going to want people to make them meet you in person. Like, when I was selling real estate, I'd go to like the farmer's market, and people would come up and talk to me, like, hey, you're that real estate agent with the website. And then they'd start a conversation with me. So my website was helping to facilitate my in-person discussions that I was having. And if you're doing everything online right, it should help you get in front of more people face-to-face.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. The personality is something the majority of real estate agents completely lack, because they're about as exciting as wet cardboard on a rainy day. And, you know, if we're able to, you know, make them stand out a little bit, you know, like what you do, Andrew, find that secret sauce with them and then exploit it in the most positive way out on multiple different internet or social media channels, they're going to resonate with other people like them. And then those folks are going to want to come up and talk to them. So I completely agree with you. I think it's a phenomenal idea.
Oh, great, Craig. One last question, Andrew. You know, it's been reported quite consistently that the profitability of brokerages is just basically being slaughtered. You know, it's getting less and less and less. Got any insights why that is? And do you think the independent brokerage has got a long-term future?
I think independent brokerages can still have a big future because they're going to be quicker than the big brands. I mean, you can adapt a lot quicker to the marketplace, and you can make changes maybe necessarily without having to go all the way up the chain. So the quicker you can respond and deploy things, the better off you're going to be. The brokerage model in general, though, there's always going to be some risk there. And you see a lot of what I see is like the transition toward teams, where it's a brokerage is actually just a team. It's not a bunch of agents kind of joining together and working out of the same office. It's teams are just joining in, and the entire brokerage is only the team. They share leads, they grow the business together. So it's almost like slowly going back to the employee model a bit. It's kind of like a hybrid of the two.
Yeah, well, I think that's a great, you know, you've got to be that little mammal, and you've got these big dinosaurs, but the mammal can move around quicker, can't it, Andrew?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's all about speed now.
With that, we'll finish up for the podcast. We're going to stay on for a half hour or so and let other folks in, ask questions. And really, I really like, folks, if you're listening on the podcast, come on in, go to WP Tonic, or Timelines of Success, and two RSS feeds, and watch this show there, and watch after the show. And join us every week, same time, 4:00 Pacific on Thursdays. Again, I want to thank everybody for coming up today and listening to The Real Estate Show. And remember, you can find this episode at mail-right.com, and that's Jonathan's shit business. That's MailRight. As well as you find it over on timelinesofsuccess.com. Well, till next week, we appreciate your support, and we'll see you live, 4:00 Pacific, on Thursdays. And don't forget the Saturday morning, 9:00, WP Tonic Tech Show. See ya.